Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by Crest Sensi Relief Whitening Plus Scope. Effective teeth sensitivity care combined with long-lasting freshness. A 1-2 punch of efficacy and flavor. From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. The NFL has some splaining to do. And by the NFL, I mean Roger Goodell, the league's commissioner. Just a few days ago, when asked why he or no one in his organization had seen the infamous Ray Rice elevator tape, Goodell said this to CBS News.
So did anyone in the NFL see the second videotape before Monday?
No.
No one in the NFL?
No one in the NFL. To my knowledge, and I've been asked that same question, and the answer to that is no. We were not granted that. We were told that that was not something we would have access to. On multiple occasions, we asked for it, and multiple occasions, we were told no.
Busted.
Liar, liar. Yeah.
I know how you guys feel. Not so fast. That was before the Associated Press reported a law enforcement official says he sent a video of Ray Rice punching his then fiance Janae Palmer to an NFL executive that was back in April. Even still, the NFL responded in a statement saying, "We have no knowledge of this. We are not aware of anyone in our office who possessed or saw the video before it was made public on Monday. We will look into it." But according to the AP, the law enforcement official played a 12-second voicemail for them from an official office number on April 9th, confirming the video had arrived. A woman on the tape reportedly expressed thanks to the official for sending the tape and then concluded with, "You're right. It's terrible." Well, what's even more terrible is what this means for the NFL if they did indeed receive a copy of the tape. It means that they are either lying or that there was egregious incompetence inside the league's offices where the tape was not passed on to Goodell or any of the higher-ups.
I'll take one.
take both of them, please.
Well, the latter one, the last one is hard to believe that it wasn't passed on to the higher-ups, considering the gravity of the situation and the magnitude of the consequences. Either way, it's not good for Goodell. It's not good for the league. What's interesting is that Goodell has used his lack of knowledge about the tape as a reason to excuse his woefully meager punishment of Ray Rice with a 2-game suspension that only after public outrage eventually turned into a 6-game suspension. It should be noted that 2 years ago, Goodell told New Orleans Saints management that ignorance was not an acceptable excuse or defense during the team's infamous Bountygate scandal. Also note that in the past, Goodell has fined and disciplined players who broke rules and tried to use the same, but I didn't know, defense. The FBI is now launching an independent investigation. If Goodell did see the tape and he lied, it is over. It's over for him. After this potential bombshell from the Associated Press, some of his staunchest defenders who dismissed calls for his resignation are now demanding that he step down. Roger Goodell, as I said, has a lot of explaining to do. His credibility is descending faster than that disgraceful elevator ride where this all started. Consider this. At this point, he may be doing more damage to the NFL than Ray Rice. Something to think about.
This just in, Oscar Pistorius was found not guilty of murder.
He walks.
What? There could be other charges that come down, but as far as the murder charge, no. He will not be charged with murder.
He won't.
Jay, you're wrong for that. Don't be tinkering with that. Was there any tinkering with the evidence?
Done. The journalist.
I think the jury was stumped.
Wow. Done. All right. One of us.
Those are good ones, too. I can't even top them. Man.
Yeah, right. The real comedian can't even top them. They're so good.
I got to leave him alone, man. He's the man.
He better run while he can.
I'm going to stop all step in it.
And Goodell, too.